This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You find sexual frustration, you find spouses that are not satisfied. Intimacy is such a sensitive topic, however, it is so important. It has to feature. You have to be able to satisfy your spouse's fantasies and their physical needs to be able to make sure you resist the risk of temptation.
Part of the obligation of marriage to a man is to satisfy the wife's needs, to be kind to the wife, and to make sure in so doing, he and the wife are both chaste. You do not want to starve your partner sexually, whether it's the wife or the husband, because that leads to trouble. So in that regard, sometimes we get into marriages extremely shy, both male and female. You have to just take off that toga and have an honest conversation with each other. If you can't do it face to face, you can write it, but you need to communicate. Communication is very important, yeah. So that that aspect is addressed. And I'm going to go a little bit adult here. Even during the act, a man needs to ask the wife if she is enjoying what's happening. You need to communicate. You are partners in a relationship in which each one's needs are supposed to be met by the other. So it's not a one-way street where it's always the man that gets to get satisfaction. The man needs to also take off that ego, the pride, and ask his wife, are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying that? Or what would you like instead of this or that? So please, make the effort, communicate, discuss, so that you are both satisfied in that department.
Yeah, and I think another thing that is important is part of this issue to do with intimacy is there needs to be variety. Boredom is a recipe for disaster, and there's a metaphor that my brother uses: water that sits still starts to smell. If you allow a routine, like it's always this time, it's always this position and that position, there's no variety, there's no excitement, there's no anticipation, there's nothing new, nothing fresh. Unfortunately, it's a recipe for boredom, and boredom is a recipe for disaster. So make sure you be adventurous. This thing Saeed said about being shy, when it comes to your spouse, there is nothing like that. There are no boundaries as long as you don't go into those areas we've been told not to go into, such as anal sex
is forbidden.
It's haram, and when a woman is
Islamically,
on her period,
and when she is during her menstrual cycle,
exactly,
you're not supposed to engage in any intimacy.
That is any physical intercourse, but your spouse can still satisfy you. Your spouse can still be very intimate with you and make sure that you are still getting that fulfillment that you look for.